Proclamation number 4400 of 9th of August, 1948. God's love. Radiance. God's word. You are children of my love who got lost to me, who became unfaithful to me and thereby gave up their right of childship. And as a result you have fallen into adversity, adversity which shall drive you to me again. For you have to do without my love and cannot be blissfully happy without my love because you have lost your strength and power and are therefore weak, miserable creatures in need of strength. But I love you nevertheless and want to make you my children again. I want to win you back so that my fatherly love can take effect on you. And I will not deviate from my plan, even if eternal times should pass over it, for my love for you is exceedingly great and cannot eternally decrease. This is to be said before the following so that you understand the situations a person sometimes has to get into in order to return to me completely again. My love was spurned by the being which was the product of my love, and consequently I could no longer transfer strength to the being. But without the transfer of strength it lacks all realization, it is without wisdom, without knowledge, and consequently cannot carry out any right activity, and thus it cannot redeem itself either. And it would be eternally banished from my proximity because it would not be able to bear my light radiation. 9th of the 8th, 1948. Everything that contributes to my emanation of love having an effect on the being is determined by destiny, i.e., the human being's whole course of life unfolds in such a way that my guidance is always evident, that the human being, if he wants to, can therefore recognize the guiding strength which proves my existence to him. Now it can certainly be assumed that the individual's life takes place according to law, that the individual events and circumstances of the human being repeat themselves naturally and approach the individual in a certain order, that therefore an intervention and guidance of a deity can be doubted or that it is a thought developed by the human being himself that a controller of the universe is involved. And therefore another sign has to be offered to the human being from me so that every doubt is stifled. Such a sign or speaking evidence of my existence is my word through which I reveal myself to the human being, which cannot be denied. This sign reveals a being capable of thinking, which expresses itself to its creatures. Once the connection of a creature with its creator is obvious to the former, then the individual's fate in life cannot be regarded as coincidence either. Then a planned unwinding of the individual's life must be far more credible, otherwise all order could be overturned, for where my spirit and my will do not prevail everything will fall into chaos, and thus people would also soon distance themselves from all regularity and sink into chaos in a short time. There would be no ups and downs of life's destiny but only a perpetual downward drift. Nothing would dissolve and change but only worsen, whereas Roman I, as the controller of destiny, will again and again take care that the human being, after a low, will also reach bright heights again and will always be able to recognize me myself again. Especially when he listens to my word and compares it to his earthly course of life, which will then become explainable to him in connection with my word and prove my guiding fatherly hand. I want to win you humans back as children of my love. You shall recognize my love for you. Love me again and strive towards me of your own free will. And therefore you must have the opportunity to recognize me in my working, which can only ever happen in daily life but which only affects you when it does not pass you by monotonously but also brings you inner shocks of all kinds. Then you look for a guide and entrust yourselves to him. Then you seek me and I let myself be found. And thus I regain what was once lost in order to never let it fall again, because it is closely united with me and will never voluntarily separate from me again. Amen.